Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to hang out with you. We got our good buddy John Harrison back on the show. John is the president of Aspire Financial Advisors. He's the author of Making Mammon Serve You. He's not only a certified financial planner, he's also an ordained minister. But more importantly, he's our good friend, John Harrison. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Okay, John, you have recently been introduced to a really ugly side of life. You had an identity theft issue, didn't you?
I sure did. It
was Tell sort us of the a, story.
A rude welcome to the Christmas season. I think these sort of things happen in greater frequency this time of year. But I got a call from my bank saying that there's someone trying to cash one of your checks at a branch of the bank that I never use. And did you write a check payable to such and such an organization? And I said, no. And they said, all right, well, we'll not cash it, and we'll stop payment on this check, and mm-hmm. you can issue a new one. Well, it turns out what had happened is I had mailed a check to a charitable organization in another town,
mm-hmm.
and someone had stolen the check right out of their mailbox.
Wow.
And altered it in hopes that they could cash it.
That's like six different felonies in one federal crime right there, isn't it?
It really is. I've gotten calls from both the bank and the law enforcement agency in the town in question, and the postal inspectors are involved.
Oh, yeah, that's a federal crime. You go messing around with the post. The mailbox is, tampering with a mailbox is a federal crime.
Mm-hmm. So this person's going to be in a world of hurt. They've already identified the person who they're looking for. So they're going to be in some trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing the trouble it caused for me, even though they weren't able to cash the check and I'm not out any money.
Yeah.
Because the first thing the bank did was not only stop payment on the check, they froze my account without telling me.
What?
And so I went to go to the bank and stopped at a gas station to put gas in my car.
You thought this thing was all over when they called you and stopped payment, didn't you?
Exactly, and then when I went to the gas station to fill up, and the attendant told me my card had been declined, I'm like, uh-oh.
Wow.
It became something of an issue, and before the day was over, I've actually had to open a new bank account.
What?
Because the person who tried to cash the check left the bank with my check.
Oh.
And for security reasons, we felt it was better, number one, that I'd have a new account. And number two, it makes me aware that there's someone running around who has my name and home address, since that's printed on the check.
No kidding.
And so that's not a great feeling. And so I really want to encourage everyone to do everything you can to protect yourself against.
But
that
you did everything. You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything even remotely dangerous or risky.
No.
You actually were contributing to a worthy cause when it happened.
Right, and in this case, the risk was taken by the organization that I mailed the check to, because mm-hmm. they had an unsecured mailbox sitting on the side of the building.
Oh, yeah.
And
now, that's a good lesson for those people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, as business owners, we have a double responsibility, because we have to protect our own vital information, and we also have to protect the information of our customers and clients.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, no one necessarily saw at this organization that, you know, the people who occasionally send us money in the mail,
right?
You know, all their information is just sitting in the mailbox out front, and anyone can grab it. In this case, someone did. And so I have been reviewing over the last several days just all the things they always tell you,
mm-hmm.
But that you so often don't think about in terms of keeping yourself and your customer information safe. And the first one is something non-electronic. It's simply secure your snail mail in both directions.
Right.
you know, I was interested to read that even though this is the age of electronic communication, the post office still handles about 554 million pieces of mail a day.
Right, right.
And so if you will decline to leave inbound mail in unlocked mail receptacles outside your building, mm-hmm. you know, get it in promptly, or better yet, get a locking mailbox or a P.O. box even, and don't leave outbound mail in your unlocked mailbox waiting for the mail carrier to come get it.
Well, this is the reason why most businesses who have regular business mail, they're getting checks and bills in every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why most of them have post office boxes, and they make the trip to the post office every morning to get their stuff because
because
that's usually put out first. They know what time it's put out, and they mm-hmm. get it early. And there are many lessons in that. We're going to come back and get a few more lessons from our good friend John Harrison on how to protect yourself from this kind of an identity issue or in a financial challenge. There are many other elements that come into play here. Stay with us. 20 till the hour. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.